From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. On Capitol Hill, the House capped off its first full week of legislative activity by passing another piece of the Democrats' agenda. Today, lawmakers approved a bill to require the government to negotiate with drug companies to lower prices for Medicare patients. NPR's Julie Rovner has the story.
The president has promised to veto the bill if it reaches his desk, and its fate in the Senate isn't assured either. But for House Democrats, like Michigan's John Dingell, today's Medicare debate was more about making a statement.
This legislation is simple and common sense. It will deliver lower premiums to the seniors, lower prices at the pharmacy, and savings for all taxpayers.
The bill is aimed at a provision of the 2003 Medicare law that specifically bars the government from negotiating directly with drug makers for lower prices. It leaves that task to private insurance companies instead. The language angered Democrats when it was written, but they were powerless to change it until now. Republicans opposing the measure unsuccessfully tried several different arguments. Joe Barton of Texas pointed to opinions by the Congressional Budget Office and others that the government simply isn't a very good bargainer.
I just think it's flat wrong to think that the federal government is going to negotiate a lower price than a competitive marketplace.
Others, like Texan Michael Burgess, tried the if it ain't broke, don't fix it approach.
With all that is going right about the program, it seems unwise and unkind to jeopardize its success. Competition has brought significant cost savings to the program and subsequently to the seniors who depend upon this program every day.
And then there were those who insisted that the only way the government could force prices down would be to threaten not to offer certain drugs, and that would certainly leave seniors worse off. Here's how yet another Texan, Jeb Hensarling, put it.
I would like to personally invite Speaker Pelosi to come to Athens, Texas, and tell one of my constituents, 80-year-old Hazel Hurd, why she is going to take her Lipitor away. Hazel will not be happy, and I'm told she has a big dog.
But Democrats had a couple of things on their side, besides a majority of the House, that is. One is a deepening distrust of the power of the drug industry. California Democrat Pete Stark is the new chairman of the House Ways and Means Health Subcommittee.
The only interests standing up against this legislation are the same interests who got the prohibition on negotiation included in the first place. The pharmaceutical drug lobby and those whose campaigns they funded.
Democrats also had the backing of some two dozen Republicans. Members like North Carolina Republican Walter Jones point out that whether or not the government actually can negotiate better prices than private insurers, their constituents think they can.
In a recent poll, 92% of Americans voiced their support for this bill. 92% of the American people. I have read reports that the president has pledged to veto this legislation. Sadly, yet again, the president is not listening to the American people.
The bill now goes to the Senate, where there's considerably more support for keeping the program the way it is. But House Democrats today made it clear they're not done tinkering with the Medicare drug program. Several warned this is but the first step of what they intend to be a long list of changes they hope to make. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.